Fluency is not similar to good communication. King George VI of Britain faced a lifelong battle with stuttering. His father, King George V, often mocked his son's difficulty in speaking clearly. As a child, George VI was shy and lacked confidence, dreading attention and relieved that he wasn't expected to become king. However, when his older brother, Edward VIII, stepped down from the throne after just 11 months, George VI unexpectedly became king. He struggled to conceal his stutter, undergoing intense speech therapy and relying on scripted speeches to communicate effectively. Despite his efforts, his coronation speech sounded stiff and awkward. When Britain entered World War II, the king had to deliver crucial speeches to boost morale, but his struggle with stuttering made them uncomfortable to hear. Stuttering was seen as a sign of weakness in a leader. It carried a negative reputation, often associated with physiological or psychological issues or a difficult upbringing. Stutterers were often pitied or looked down upon. However, fluency does not guarantee effective communication. Some fluent speakers lack substance, while those who struggle to speak can deeply connect with others. Common speech disorders. The four primary types of speech disorders include stuttering, Tourette syndrome, aphasia, and dysarthria. Stuttering. Stuttering stands out as the most prevalent. It affects roughly 5% of children and 1% of adults. Interestingly, it tends to occur more frequently in males than females, with men experiencing it up to 5 times more often. Stuttering can manifest in various ways, such as the repetition of sounds, prolonged sounds, or silent pauses when the speaker struggles to articulate words. Sometimes it's a mix of all these. While individuals who stutter usually know which sounds are challenging for them, the severity of the disorder can fluctuate depending on social situations. Tourette's. Tourette's affects about 1% of people at some point. It's not just about speech. One of its signs is messed up speech. With Tourette's, you might involuntarily repeat words, say rude things, or make strange sounds. Many with Tourette's also have involuntary movements. Just like stuttering, Tourette's is unpredictable. But many can learn to control their tics, holding them back and letting them out later. Aphasia. Aphasia is a loss of language often caused by brain damage from conditions like stroke or dementia. It can lead to difficulty in remembering words, confusion in similar sounding words, or problems with sentence structure. Aphasia is often accompanied by apraxia of speech, where the person knows what they want to say but struggles to say it. Dysarthria. Dysarthria is a speech disorder resulting from illnesses affecting the nervous or muscular system, such as Parkinson's or cerebral palsy. It causes difficulty in articulating words, leading to slurred speech that can be hard to understand. Dysarthria can vary in severity depending on the individual's emotional state. Speech disorders greatly affect mental health and behavior. Individuals facing speech disorders often encounter challenges that can affect their self-esteem and opportunities. From an early age, they learn to mask their condition, influenced by reactions from family and society. Education and professional settings often prioritize fluent speech, making those with speech disorders feel excluded from certain roles. However, it's important to recognize that advancements in technology offer solutions. Employers should understand that speech aids and assistive devices can enable individuals with speech disorders to excel in various professions. When someone develops a speech disorder later in life, they often face a major challenge. People mistakenly assume that difficulty speaking equals a lack of understanding or intelligence. This misconception can be tough to handle. People with speech disorders try various methods to sound more fluent, like using different words, pausing deliberately, altering their voice pitch, or repeating words intentionally. But constantly trying to hide or minimize their speech impediment is draining. Many end up internalizing their struggle, so concealing it becomes automatic rather than a choice. This internal battle can lead to feelings of frustration, sadness, isolation, and solitude. Fluency varies across cultures. Different societies see language and talk differently. This affects how they think about speech problems. Some cultures think talking out loud is most important. They might think people who struggle with talking are disabled, but the Piraha tribe in the Amazon thinks differently. They mostly use whistling and humming to communicate. They don't see stuttering as a problem, just a normal way of talking. When people with speech problems interact with others, it's more noticeable, especially in societies where perfect talking is expected. Sadly, many cultures judge people with speech problems unfairly. They might think it means they have mental or psychological issues. And the words they use to talk about speech problems aren't nice, which makes things worse. Contrary to popular belief, fluency and disfluency aren't black and white. Everyday conversations among fluent speakers are filled with pauses, repetitions, and breaks. While the human brain usually ignores these, excessive stuttering can stand out. Speaking entirely without these irregularities, hyperfluency, is rare. Yet, modern society often expects flawless eloquence, as seen in the popularity of TED Talks. However, this focus on hyperfluency can prioritize style over substance, potentially oversimplifying complex ideas. This can lead to a style over content. History of misdiagnoses and dubious treatments. Until the mid-19th century, speech disorders were not officially recognized. Doctors believed that speech was either a mystical gift or a result of conscious thought. Speech disorders were not recognized by doctors until the mid-19th century. In 1861, a French surgeon named Paul Broca began studying whether speaking was a physical or mystical ability. He examined the brain of a patient who had lost speech and found brain damage in the frontal lobe. Broca believed this area controlled speech, showing that speech disorders are neurological. In that year, James Hunt, an English speech therapist, released a book called Stammering and Stuttering, Their Nature and Treatment. The book traced the history of stuttering, highlighting the numerous incorrect diagnoses and treatments it had faced. Hunt's research demonstrated that trying to cure stuttering through physical methods, like cutting the tongue, had not worked. He suggested that stuttering was more likely caused by psychological and behavioral factors rather than physical ones. He also believed that social and cultural factors played a role in the condition. Freud's psychoanalysis in the late 19th century challenged these important discoveries. Freud believed speech disorders resulted from unconscious repression and conflict. Despite lacking evidence, these theories became popular. In the 1960s, scientists revisited neurological explanations for speech disorders. Discoveries linking dopamine levels in the brain to disorders like Parkinson's further supported the neurological basis of speech issues. Despite advancements, the history of misdiagnoses still affects perceptions of speech disorders today. Speech disorders, understanding and treatment. Speech disorders often have neurological roots, but psychological factors can exacerbate them. Effective treatments acknowledge this and address both the neurological and psychological aspects. Traditional speech therapies focus on hiding speech disorders, but newer approaches aim to change how people perceive them. For instance, instead of concealing stuttering, therapy encourages maintaining eye contact during speech, promoting self-confidence. Research shows that social contexts significantly affect speech disorders. When alone, individuals with these disorders exhibit similar brain activity to fluent speakers. However, their brain activity shifts when interacting with others. This underscores the importance of treatments tailored to each person's experience and confidence building. Changing perspectives on speech disorders. Neurodiversity celebrates differences in neurological conditions, viewing speech disorders as unique forms of communication rather than flaws. Similarly, the social model of disability argues that society should remove obstacles for people with impairments instead of labeling them as disabled. For instance, individuals in wheelchairs often have great mobility, but barriers like stairs hinder their movement. Therefore, society should adapt to accommodate people with impairments rather than expecting them to adapt to societal norms. Changing how people see speech disorders requires action. Those affected need to speak up, challenge stereotypes, and raise awareness. They also need support from those around them. Parents, for instance, should be careful not to judge kids' speech negatively or jump in too quickly. Media, like broadcasting and social platforms, are crucial for changing perceptions. Comedians with speech disorders are stepping into the spotlight, while podcasts and radio shows feature individuals with various speech challenges. Many famous actors and politicians are also opening up about their speech issues. By exposing society to different ways of speaking, we can reshape how people view these differences. Often, the real problem isn't lazy talking, but but rather lazy listening. Positive effects of living with a speech disorder. Living with a speech disorder can positively shape a person's character. The challenges they face often fuel determination and ambition. Dealing with speech difficulties can enhance empathy, helping them understand emotions conveyed through speech. It also improves their communication skills, encouraging active listening and reducing interruptions. Many individuals with aphasia claim their condition has made them wiser and more at peace. Struggling with speech leads to more thoughtful consideration of words, resulting in clearer language. People with speech disorders tend to excel in language skills. For instance, stutterers quickly find synonyms to avoid stumbling over words. Research shows that children with Tourette's process language faster than fluent speakers. Moreover, speech disorders can unlock creative potential. For instance, Charles Dodson, the author Lewis Carroll, who stuttered, reflected on his relationship with language in his famous children's books, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass. Additionally, the skepticism towards language that often accompanies speech disorders offers insights into the pitfalls of excessive fluency. Speech disorders, like those experienced by Greta Thunberg, can turn into powerful tools for advocating change. Greta, an environmental activist with selective mutism and Asperger's syndrome, began speaking out because the urgency of the environmental crisis demanded it. Her message resonates strongly because she communicates without relying on complex speeches. Key points. 1. Speech disorders encompass a wide range of conditions that are often misunderstood but offer valuable insights into communication. 2. Treatments for speech disorders now recognize both neurological and psychological factors, focusing on building confidence and understanding. 3. Society's perception of speech disorders is shifting towards acceptance and accommodation, accepting neurodiversity and the social model of disability. 4. Living with a speech disorder can cultivate empathy, improve communication skills, and unleash creative potential. 5. Effective communication goes beyond mere fluency, emphasizing understanding and empathy as essential components. 6. Historical misdiagnoses and questionable treatments have influenced societal attitudes toward speech disorders, but recent progress underscores their neurological origins. 7. Raising awareness, offering support, and exposing people to diverse forms of communication can help reshape societal perceptions of speech disorders.